Oye, chicos, pero here's what happened previously on Dungeons and Dreamers. After an unpleasant surprise at the Doak Stadium...
Oh my god, it's everyone we've ever killed! Oh no!
How many people we kill?
We killed a lot of people.
The crew manages to bag and drag the Florida man.
Come on.
Perhaps we should go assist there. Let's go.
After defeating the homunculus, they run into Gladys, who explains that the Florida man is actually trying to help people.
Wait. Did you not see this motherfucker summon Reptar in the fucking Doak Stadium? Hello?
You have to understand, this man, or whatever he is, he has something. Some sort of regenerative ability. We can use it for a lot of good.
Before Marco Rubio makes a devastating entrance.
You see Eddie's jaw go slack as blood dribbles down his cheek.
No.
Cletus, you are looking right into his eyes as you see the light go out and the bullet hole beneath his left eye.
Well, that's one down.
Marco Rubio racks his red, white, and blue rifle.
Roll for initiative.
Let's see what happens now.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Roll for initiative.
18.
20.
16.
11.
7.
David, you're up first.
Oh my goodness, my gracious. David is going to immediately go over to Eddie and cast Revivify. You touch a creature that has died within the last minute. That creature returns to life with one hit point.
Oh my god.
This spell can't return life to a creature that has died of old age, nor can it restore any missing body parts.
Oh my gosh. No way.
David, how do you pray to God for this?
David takes out his Star of David, holding it in his hand, and he goes, "O Lord above, I know I have asked for many things over my lifetime, but this man did not deserve to go in this manner. I beg of you, bring him back to us."
Return to set.
Oh, God.
Breathe, Eddie, breathe.
Homie, Eddie, stay with me.
And Eddie holds you tight.
Oh, God.
And, that brings us to Marco Rubio, who's gonna shoot at Eddie again. No, I'm just kidding. Cletus, roll a wisdom saving throw.
8.
Oh no.
Cletus.
No.
You hear one word ring in your head over and over as you feel compelled to obey. And you hear, betray, 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 betray. As Marco Rubio casts, David.
Yes.
Roll a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. It's a 3.
So that fails, and seeing that you've done this, Rubio goes, "As I suspected," and casts
a bright blue flame in your direction, and you take 8 points of burning damage as it burns against your skin.
Ow!
JT, it is your turn.
I'm gonna reach into my bag. I'm gonna pull out my first aid kit. I'm gonna put like a Hello Kitty Band-Aid on Eddie, and I'm gonna cast this level 4 cure wounds.
All right, you put this incredibly powerful Band-Aid over the hole in Eddie's face, and roll that.
That is going to be 4d8 plus 5.
Wow.
So Eddie heals 26 damage.
You see him just kind of, he stops breathing heavily.
Thank you, kid.
My pleasure. And then I'm going to use my bonus. I'm going to give it to David. He's going to have a bardic inspiration. So he has that D10 that he can use for whatever he wants.
Nice. And the residual music from outside the stadium, it pumps up David. The playlist has moved on, and you hear one of your favorite songs.
Tradition! Tradition!
Which brings us to Cletus, who has just been commanded to betray.
Hold me, Eddie. 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 And I hold tighter and tighter. I put his face, I bury it like into my chest so that like he can't breathe. And like even though he starts slapping me, like I'm still trying to suffocate him. And my eyes become glazed and emotionless.
Roll a strength contest.
Cletus, what are you doing? No!
7.
He rolled a 7, but he has plus 2, so he frees himself from your grasp.
Cletus, what the hell?
Claudia, it's your turn.
Having seen that, would it be too soon to react the way that I want to react and shock Cletus to hopefully, like, knock him out?
I mean, you do have an enemy in front of you with a rifle.
I know, but I also might just have an enemy in my party now. You know what I mean? So it's like...
That's true. We don't know.
I'm going to be like, Cletus. And I'm going to, like, pull his head and just so, like, can I just, like, look in his eyes and what do I see?
I think it's a motionless, glazed eye looking past you.
Please don't hit my sensei, Claudia.
I'm going to hit Marco so he can't do whatever he did again.
I'm going to hope someone else tries to smack Cletus or something. Claudia's going to do a tire iron attack on Marco Rubio. That is a 19.
That hits. Roll for damage.
That's a 9.
You lose the tire iron and throw it at Marco Rubio. It smacks him, and as it smacks him, you see it hits the side of his face, turning it a full 90 degrees. And as he turns back, you see the lizard snout begin to form and the eyes turn yellow as the claws extend. And then the tire iron returns to you. Which brings us to Steve.
I'm going to use grappling bite on Marco Rubio, specifically the arm that's holding the gun.
Go for it.
18.
That hits. Roll for damage.
7.
And you clamp down onto the arm that's holding the weapon. And when he lets go of the weapon, it just dissipates into the air.
And you all have advantage on him now, by the way.
Yeah, everyone has advantage, as long as Steve maintains him in the bite, and he is looking quite worse for wear already. Bringing us to Hayes, and Hayes is gonna say, "Don't hurt my friend, Eddie! Or kill him either, don't kill him! That's not nice!" Hayes fires and does 10 points of damage as Gladys tears through Rubio's ribs, leaving a trail of fire, and you feel like that fire ignites more so than usual as in contrast to his bright blue flame. Eddie's gonna spend the turn trying to recover from dying and then getting smothered by his best friend.
Fair.
Carrie is going to fire a shot. Carrie misses. She is not good at this. And then, David, it brings us back around to you.
And David is going to cast Guiding Bolt.
Roll that.
And I have advantage, correct?
Yes.
Wonderful. That would be a 20.
How much damage did you do?
20 radiant damage.
Okay, you bring down the Guiding Bolt, and God says,
yeah.
As literally from the ground, Rubio extends both his hands and shoots up a bright blue flame to meet your bolt and try to dissipate it. But somehow it pierces through the cloud of the flame, striking him right in the forehead. And he takes damage. Falls to the ground, finishes his transformation, his arms turn scaly, his tail protrudes from his pants, and then God says,
"You know what? Just for fun."
And sends a second guiding bolt down. And you see he fries and falls to the ground, dead.
Yo.
Oh God, we killed another senator.
Thank goodness, he was gonna kill us with that tacky gun he had, red, white, and blue. I mean, come on, my goodness, my gracious.
What the?
Oh, thank God, Sensei, you're back.
Where? What? Eddie, he killed Eddie.
No, Cletus, Cletus. He's and David like grabs Cletus's face and like just plants a very tender kiss on his forehead. He's like, "It's okay, it's okay. Eddie's alive. You were under some sort of enchantment. But everything's okay now. Look, we killed Marco Rubio. Look, there he is. He's dead right over there."
And Eddie's panting on the ground and goes, "Yeah, and you almost killed me a second time."
Is Gladys okay with this, David? And Eddie, what do you talk?
Eddie says, "David, I'm a believer."
What?
"I will get you your tinfoil yarmulke." And David folds a tinfoil yarmulke and places it on Eddie's head.
"Thank you, David."
What the hell? I saw you die, Eddie. What?
"Yeah, I died. I died.
And I pleaded with God. We went all the way to the Supreme Court with the case, and he decided to let Eddie live. And it's a great thing, isn't it, Cletus?"
Marco Rubio's tail twitches.
Jesus, roller skating Christ, I don't believe it.
Oh my goodness, roller skating. That brings me back to Starlight Express. Oh my gosh.
Speaking of things I can't believe, we just got Marco Rubio on tape.
Yeah, boy! Jimmy Moore, that's what I'm talking about!
Yay!
Kerry, you did cut off the tape before we, you know, murdered him, right?
No, it's on there.
We need that.
It's recording right now, actually. Hi! And she grabs the camera and turns it on herself like a vlogger and goes, "Hi, this is Kerry Lopez with OCPWH News. And we just killed Marco fucking Rubio."
After he shot us first. It was self-defense. He shot us.
Cletus in the background, air thrusting, air pumping.
Fuck. Yes.
It's like Teabag and Marco Rubio.
And then Kari goes, "Oh, yes. Okay. I think that's enough." And stops the recording.
Oh, okay. One more thing we have to do. Well, a couple things, but Claudia, we gotta get him to help you out.
I don't. What?
I'm gonna say it. I mean, we've seen what kind of happens when he reanimates the bodies. I'm not sure that that's kind of the road that Claudia wants to go down with. I think she would rather keep the memories of her daughter.
May I ask, what exactly are you referring to, if you don't mind?
Well, the only reason, ma'am, no offense, that we didn't kill this creature here is because of the off chance that perhaps he could bring back to life this young or this lady's daughter.
Why did you take out young?
I don't know how old you is.
I'm young.
This young woman's daughter has died, and we were hoping that the Florida man could bring her back.
You're young, Claudia?
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm an alligator. Okay.
We're moving past this. That is not the point of this conversation, okay?
First of all, my condolences to you, madam. Second, it is no lie. The effects are wild and destructive. The reason being, it simply requires too much energy. Despite his incredible power, he cannot create life where there is none. However, today's experiments, which, again, not to dwell on it too much, but you all did go and cock up, were made expressly for the purpose of refining this process. I completely understand if you're not comfortable with it. It's an enormous ask, but this could be an incredible scientific opportunity to try and restore someone to full functioning life. I'm not a mother, so I can't say I relate, but as a scientist, I'd be remiss if I didn't say it could be worth a shot.
Well,
this has been a lot. As you say, I don't know what would come of her, but to be honest, I have come to terms with the fact that she is gone.
But you don't gotta give up.
I know what you're going to say. I know what you've been saying this entire time. And Cletus, I think it is one of the most beautiful things about you that you have just not lost hope. I really do appreciate that and respect that. But the last time I saw the remains of my daughter, that was not my daughter. I will let you use her for the scientific purposes solely because I do believe in science, and Adnama was also very That is what she wanted to study when she went to college, but I'm not going to get my hopes up. I have no expectations. And I don't want any of you to feel bad for me or feel sorry for me, because that is the last thing that I need. This is my fault. At the end of the day, this is all my fault. And I can do whatever I can, but this is something that I have to live with.
Well, Miss Gladys, I started out wanting to hunt the Florida man, but now that I see the whole picture, I'll do whatever I can to help you out. But I guess now my main goal is to expose the truth on the Breakaway Lizard Society.
I can't say I know too much there, but if it's in the interests of this pursuit, well, it's been a while since David and I got to go on a little adventure.
Well, it certainly has.
Now, David, I understand if you want to be with Gladys instead of me, you know.
Well, Cletus, this journey has been once in a lifetime, and I mean, we're not at the end by any means. There's much more to come. But, and he turns to Gladys and he kind of looks in her eyes and he goes, Gladys, you were a part of my past, you know, and I can really appreciate that what we had was very special, but I think I've found something new.
No, David, I think she really is into you.
David, I can respect that.
And David turns around and goes to Cletus and just wraps him in the most, like, tender hug that David can manage, and kind of just rests his head on Cletus's chest and goes, thank you, Cletus, for this wonderful discovery.
Yeah.
No!
Nah,
I thought that was a cue! Nick, I thought that was a cue that you were giving
me! It came off as a cue. That came off as a cue. I do not blame David at all.
I know he wanted to... He wanted to let him off easy. He wanted to get away with
it. Yeah, no. No. You messed up. You messed up, Chief.
And then David, sensing, like, the very kind of, like, awkward quiet that has come over the group, pulls back and goes, did I misread the situation here, Cletus?
You can have Gladys if you want. That was fun. We learned a lot. Oof. I can't get the words out.
And David just puts a hand up and, like, kind of rests it on Cletus's chest. And he says, you know, you don't have to say anything else. And then David kind of just walks down the tunnel and is going to go sit on the ledge that is near the unconquered statue and kind of just look up into the sky for a little bit.
Damn, Sensei.
Gladys is actually going to walk over to join you and sits down. And she's going to look up at the stars too. And she says,
David, I will always have a fond love for you. I'm sorry for what I did to you with Levi.
Thank you, Gladys. That means more than you could ever know, and thank you. And he just kind of takes her hand and holds it, and he looks back up into the heavens and stars.
And Steve is going to walk over there too and just squeeze right in between the two of them. And he's going to go, can I get either of you a hot chocolate or a lemonade or...
Steve, I'm sure that whatever you are telling me is very sentimental, but unfortunately, shit, all I hear is the hissing. I don't have the communicator on me anymore.
Damn it!
Gladys has one on, so Gladys says,
oh, I think just some privacy would be all right.
All right, I'm gonna leave.
Thank you, Stephen.
Cletus Holmes, don't speak. I know just what you're saying. So please stop complaining.
Wow. So we solved the Florida man.
The Florida man crawls up on all fours and goes,
I don't know what to do next. This is my whole reason why I came here.
JT, our work is never done. Now we've got to get on to the big fish. Big lizards, I should say.
At the word lizard, the Florida man kind of cowers a little bit.
Bad men.
I agree, little boy. Boy, man, thing?
Golem. I would call it a golem. He is very golem-like.
We need a name for him. For now, F him. I don't know.
F him? You want to call
him?
F him? Okay. Do we maybe want to hop back in the RV?
Let's scrounge whatever we can from the experiment, and we should probably go back to base and figure out what our next steps are.
Can I search Marco's body?
You can.
It's an 18.
On his body, you find $1,000.
Oh, yeah! All right, sweet.
Pocket that. We share later. I gotta fix my bike, man.
David will go with Gladys in the meantime to salvage any sort of like remnants of the experiment that she sees fit to salvage.
And Gladys kind of directs you and says, oh, grab that. That's useless now. And kind of looks around at the gore and says, oh, so many subjects gone. All right. Yes, just help me carry this into the... you have a base, an RV?
We have both of those things, actually.
Wonderful. Let me tell you, it has been so chilly working down in those limestone caverns.
Oh, now we should have access to Florida Man's bases. We can set up more bases.
Well, Miss Lopez, I think we have enough ammunition to put it out there.
I certainly do. I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to piece this together, but there's no way people could reject this. With all due respect... I think my work with you is done.
I believe it is, unfortunately.
And Kari writes down a phone number for you. Keep me abreast of anything else that goes on. If you need me, give me a call, but I'm going to do my best. I'm going to get this airing on every channel I can.
And I'm
going to
say David was out of earshot for like what she said, but he sees her write down the phone number and giving it to to Cletus. And David is going to turn very pale and just hightail it back to the RV with some of the equipment that he was salvaging with Gladys.
Gaddy sees that and goes, weird. Anyways, Mr. Nicodemus, thank you. I hope at this point it goes without saying. I think we're even.
Miss Lopez, I will take this from you, but I don't often carry a phone. Let me write down for you a little personal email. And you... let me know about anything, whether you need, help or you want to hang out or I don't know, but,
Sensei, how could you?
At this point, David is exiting the RV to grab what was in Gladys's arms, and he sees Cletus writing something down and giving it to Carrie, and he goes slackjaw and then suddenly turns like 50 shades of like red and pink. And like just kind of very quickly and like maybe slightly too aggressively grabs the equipment from Gladys and like turns on his heel and like goes back into the RV.
Carrie grabs it and she goes, see caffeine at the alarmclock.biz. Very interesting.
Unfortunately, I guess this is the last time I get to work with someone so bonita, but
oh my goodness. Cleo.
Sensei, come on now.
But, yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for everything.
Likewise. And she shakes your hand.
Firm handshake. That's it.
And she walks away.
Yes, Uncle David definitely needs hot cocoa. I'm going to surprise him with some when I get back.
There she goes again.
So I guess Scotty asked Claudia for the keys to the vehicle.
We all came in the RV, so we need to go back to Eddie's, technically. Ooh. Awkward.
Scotty realizes this, and she goes, okay, can I have my keys anyway? And can someone Uber me to the Capitol? Oh, it's at the base. Damn it.
Ooh. You can take one of the FSU buses. I mean, they run pretty late.
No, it's fine. I'll ride with you guys.
Okay.
And Kari gets in the RV. At this point, Hayes goes up to Grumpy Pants.
Hey, Grumpy Pants. You doing okay?
I am doing the best that I can, I think.
I understand. Well, if you need anything, I know you don't like me very much, but
I'm here
to help in any way you can. I make good tacos, even if it's like a not human meat. I I'm past that point in my life, I think. So, yeah, I just want to make myself available to you.
Hayes.
Good luck.
Hayes.
Yeah?
I'm sorry for whatever reason you think that I might dislike you, but I want you to know that I do not dislike you. I find you very charming. And
kiss, 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 kiss.
Okay, Steve.
Oh, no, Uncle Eddie likes her. Don't kiss, don't kiss.
We
don't
have
kiss.
The communicators on. What do you think this is?
Well, thank you, sweet cheeks. And Hayes just runs off to the bus.
Okay.
Yeah, very abrupt exit, which then leaves Eddie standing awkwardly in the tunnel with you. And he goes,
well, seeing as I just died and all. I'm not going to do that to you. Don't worry. It's awkward, but I won't make it that awkward. I just want to say I hope you could make peace with your situation. I hope we could have a favorable outcome. And if I could help you in any way, much like Hayes, I would also like myself... Or you, I would like to make myself available to yourself, Senorita.
And is going to awkwardly walk to the RV.
Eduardo?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you maybe want to help me carry Marco Rubio's body back to the RV?
She made the first move, Eddie. She made the first move. Say yes.
And in everyone's heads, Eddie goes... Thank you, Steve. And he goes, absolutely, Senorita. And grabs the arms, I guess, as you grab the legs.
Okay, great.
Sensei, why are human beings so strange?
You got to ask the big man upstairs for that one.
All right, I'll ask Uncle David when I get back if I could speak with him.
Okay, check in with all of you. What's the game plan? Are we heading back to the bunker?
Yeah,
I think so.
We can stop at Roboto's if you want. Maybe pick up some food or something.
I would love Roboto's.
You got pickup on the way.
Oh, nice, guys.
Hell yeah.
Roll for Roboto's.
Do we heal? The Roboto's heal us?
We see the Daytona Patrol Force all pack into the RV with the corpse of Marco Rubio. Gatti awkwardly sits next to David, twiddling her thumbs. Cletus is trying not to make eye contact. Eddie awkwardly sits... in, like, the aisle next to Claudia, but not in the seat with her. Steve is yelling at Guinevere as she's playing Persona.
Can Cletus, like, pretend to be sleeping so that he doesn't have to, like...
Yeah. Cletus pretends to be sleeping, and I guess JT's on TikTok on his phone showing Hayes some more Ratatouille the musical. The autopilot makes a stop at Roboto's. Eddie runs down, comes back with a bunch of bags of hibachi, and the vehicle continues on towards the bunker, and we cut to them inside the base, enjoying their hibachi as everyone regains one hit point.
Just one?
One?
I'll take it.
That's fine, but wow. One hit point.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
All right, guys, so what do we want to do? There's still something that's going to happen there tomorrow, and I don't necessarily know if we stopped it.
Oh, you're right about that. We might as well stick around, right? Because then the next thing's in a week, the St. Augustine thing.
Okay, pero I'm worried if they go back tomorrow, they're going to find all of the wreckage that we left. Technically, you know, because we did not clean up.
Hey, maybe that'll be a deterrent. Maybe that'll...
Do you think so?
It'll be a warning sign.
No, but also, Marco was leading that, was he not?
Oh, that's true.
I mean, there's still that Hussein character that we haven't met yet.
Obama.
I mean, I am hoping that is not the case, but...
I hate to break it to you, David, but Democrats, Republicans, they're all the same thing.
Lizards.
I mean, Democrats and Republicans, they have their differences.
Well, I mean, people-wise, yes, but lizard-wise, the politicians, they're all just the lambs going to the same slaughter at the end of the day.
I certainly hope not AOC. I love AOC. My goodness, my grace.
Wait, can we Can you reread the email really quick?
Eddie sits down at the computer at Claudio's request and pulls up the email. And it says, expansion is a go. Can this end it? From Marco to Rick. The tower's been approved.
Mm-hmm.
Might have to come back down and speak with the juniors to make sure we're on track for completion. Signal might finally help us find Hussein.
Mm-hmm. That tower's definitely still somewhere.
Yes, pero I, honestly, when I hear that, it makes me think more like they are in search for Hussein, as in like trying kind of to hunt for him, less so trying to, as if he is lost and in cahoots with them. Do you understand what I say?
Maybe there's a lizard civil war that we have no concept of, you know.
And while you guys are talking this over, you hear a kerfuffle as the Florida man like crawls up onto a table and starts rifling through Eddie's papers and pulling things off the board with the string. And he looks around, he tries to find some coffee grounds, finds like a little tin, he spits in it and stirs it up and dips his pinky in it and starts writing on stuff. And he starts circling headlines. He finds a map of Florida. He circles Tallahassee. He circles Orlando. He finds a headline that has Marco Rubio, and he just, like, aggressively X's it out. Like, and, yeah, so, like, you feel like he's starting to create his own little nest of, like, diagrams.
Wait a minute, everyone. I just had a thought. The messages that they were talking about, Marco said that he might have to come back down to check on the juniors. The Florida man is circling Orlando here. What if the tower is in Orlando and not in Tallahassee at all?
No, he said come down, which he came down to us. Or maybe. Well,
the juniors. Who are the juniors?
The junior senators. The junior members of the party.
Okay.
Is my guess.
A lot of clues have been pointing back to Orlando, so that might have to be our next spot.
Then there was one at St. Augustine.
The Florida man hears this and goes,
St. Augustine. Yes, what does that mean to you?
And draws a circle over St. Augustine. So clearly he knows where it is.
What about St. Augustine, Ephem?
Lizard talk.
Lizard talk. Like a speech?
Lizard talk.
I mean, the 5G tower is a good cell signal, so there could be conversation talk going over the radio waves or the 5G waves.
Maybe that's where the tower's gonna go up and they have their meeting.
And suddenly he grabs... He tries to find, like something fine around. Maybe he pulls out, like, a little stick of pasta from somewhere. And he dips it in the ink, and he begins with both hands. Like, his reflexes are, like, not super greatly fine-tuned, it seems. And so he struggles to draw it. But he starts, now that there are three circles on the map, he starts drawing lines on the map that seem to connect some of them with, like, stops and turns and stuff like that. And then, once all those lines are drawn, he creates a very crude version of the symbol that you've recognized before. The heart strangling the brain. And then he circles it.
All right. So, St. Augustine, then.
Down. Down.
And then he gestures towards the lines.
Is it the farthest circle down?
Me. Down. Hole.
So you want to go on? You have holes to connect to all these places?
The underground tunnels.
And he nods his head yes.
Oh, okay. Do we have to go to Disney?
At some point, we have to go to Orlando. But right now, it looks like we have to go to St. Augustine to stop this meet.
You don't want to go to Disney, do you? No.
And he shakes his head. He's every time you say Disney, he starts to freak out.
He doesn't want to go there. That's where the heart of this shit is.
Miska. Muska.
Sorry, FM.
Don't scare.
I mean, we have a week until...
Yeah, we have a week, so we could go to Disney now and then to St. Augustine.
Bueno, don't we have to go back to Doak anyway?
Yeah, don't we want to see what the meeting is?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Well, I mean, the underground tunnels, because they said that they had one under Doak, so I assume if we are going to travel anywhere, we wanted to use the tunnels, and we have to go back to Doak for that anyway, so...
Okay, we can do that.
All right, so that's the plan. We... camp out here tonight and go back tomorrow to Doak.
Well, I can certainly get behind that. Not to press the matter, but what are we thinking regarding the experiment?
Oh, you mean bringing the reanimation?
She's right over there.
Claudia, I just want to make it clear there's no going back from this process.
No, I said it before. I have come to terms with it. So I'm essentially donating her body to science. And if this,
I don't want to press the issue, but would you want to be there in the event that she does return? You don't have to be, and you can pull out of this at any time, absolutely. But I do think if we're going to be seemingly moving around trying to uncover a great conspiracy of the American people, then perhaps we should settle our domestic issues first.
How long would it take?
Well, normally it only takes him a few minutes. The problem is, from what you've told me, she's not in great condition. So this is going to be incredibly taxing on him. He's weakened as it is. I have an elixir I can try to infuse in him, hopefully to give him some property to amplify it. So it's not a one-for-one conversion, sir. It only takes some energy. But I don't necessarily know if that's going to work. That's the question.
Right, and it seems incredibly barbaric to use this creature for this purpose, you know.
It seems he enlisted me for this purpose. He's trying to find ways to more effectively help others.
Is there a way we could give him more power or heal him some sort of way?
Well, you see, as his associates have died, you know, if they're injured, he can heal them at his own expense. But if they're dead, he can only give them so much, and that's how you get the monstrosities I assume that you saw at the stadium. Does anyone have fruit or something, some sort of food that's gone bad?
Eddie says, yeah, I go down to the farmer's market every day. Senorita, you have any of the leftovers from making the sangria?
I assume so. They would be upstairs.
Okay, I'll go grab them. And Eddie comes back down. He has a number of oranges. Some are, like, peeled and open and, like, starting to go. And then he has some fresh ones from today. And Gladys grabs them and crouches down in front of the Florida man like a kindergarten teacher. And they lock eyes and she nods and she presents them to him. And so first she just gives him one of the rotten oranges. And he goes, yeah! And you see this energy emanate from him and the orange begins to plump back up. But you also see him begin to drain. The same way that, Steve, you kind of remember when you were in the pit, he cast something on you that took your life force from you.
Oh.
And emptied you like a Capri Sun packet.
That's right.
And then Gladys presents another orange that is fresh and plump, and the Florida man puts his hand to that one. And you see that one shrivel up and rot half of it as the other one then heals to perfection. After that, Gladys thanks him, kind of like runs her hands through his hair and says,
so as you can see, he can't really create energy. It really is a one-for-one transaction. The elixir I'm proposing is something that will make it more of a two-to-one, or hopefully even higher, so that his abilities can be amplified at minimal cost to the Florida man.
Or we can buy $400 worth of fruit.
Or what if we all joined together and you took a little bit of our energy to help?
I suppose that could be possible.
Do we want to all give life force?
I am willing to make this sacrifice.
I'm willing.
Willing?
I don't really know this girl, but if it's for Miss Claudia, I'm in.
She's pretty cool. You'd like her, JT.
I thank you all for wanting to volunteer, but I don't know. Now it seems like it is too much. Like it is more of, it does not, I don't know, for it just not to work and then for you to do this. I mean, of course, I would love it.
JT puts his hand out for everyone, like put their hands on top of it.
David puts his hand in.
Eddie puts his hand in. Hayes puts their hand in.
I put my little paw in.
Gaddy left when you guys arrived at the bunker, yeah. So.
And then he looks at Claudia and has like a small smile.
Okay. She puts her hand in, I guess.
So is this you consenting?
Yes.
Well then, take all the time you need, but when you're ready, Eddie, is it?
Yeah.
Could I perhaps set up in your yard?
Yeah, other one's fine. It's nap time, so we should be okay going outside.
Okay. I suppose I will be up there in your own time. Come meet me.
I thought that was happening here. And then he was like, go team!
David is the first to follow Gladys upstairs and outside.
And then JT goes to Claudia and is like, you sure about this?
I am not sure. That is why I hesitated several times. But, you know, I thank you, all of you, for wanting to.
Let's go.
We cut to the Daytona Patrol Force in Eddie's ample yard. The Florida man is in the center of this circle. Claudia, I assume you bring the cooler up and set it in the center?
Yeah.
And everyone steps back into their position. Are you guys holding hands or something?
I would assume.
Sure, I guess so.
Gladys is taking a very... She's trying to be kind about it, but is taking a very clinical approach to this in like, let's see if this works. Like she has her notepad out and she's really observing this. And Eddie is standing next to Cletus holding hands and says, well, I certainly hope this works. It feels a little unfair that I got a second chance, but if it doesn't, are you ready to...
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Okay. Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
And the Florida man then puts a hand on the cooler and I guess feels something in it. And so he turns to look at Claudia and his eyes are wide and he goes,
Croqueta.
But it looks like he's waiting for your like go ahead to proceed.
Claudia's going to look at him and just, I guess, sí, croqueta, croqueta.
And so he kind of awkwardly with both hands shoves the top of the cooler off. And you guys see, yeah, the terrible sight that was in there. That at this point really is barely resembling a body. It has not decayed too much more. Eddie has been icing it in the time that you've been with him. But the Florida man begins. And he begins by outstretching a left arm toward Claudia. And you see this bright light appear and go up into the air. It kind of looks like a little sun. Its energy reaches out toward you and you feel it grab you. Almost like it's if it was possible to grab your spirit. It reaches around you and pulls in, and you begin to feel the energy in you drain. Claudia, you get drained for 10 points of health.
Okay.
Then you see that energy flow into the Florida man. He almost buffs up a little bit. His muscles begin to bulge a little bit, and then he reaches his other hand out toward Adnama, and you see that energy, that same glow that you saw on the field, and capture what remains of the body. And you don't really see much of a difference. Then, David, let's say you are holding Claudia's hand next. You get drained as the energy passes onto you through Claudia's hand for 10 points of damage as well. This time, as the energy passes through you to Claudia, to the Florida man, and then out to what remains of Adnama, you see a little bit of like the puffiness and swelling begin to recede. Next, Cletus. You get drained for 10 points of damage as well. And as the energy flows through you, something about your being, I guess, has extra power. And as it reaches the Florida man, it's like a wave. Like you see his left bicep bulge and increase as it works then through his chest to his right arm and then energy out his hand. As suddenly, some of the wounds begin to close and you see some skin begin to regrow. Next, Steve's little gator paw. Steve, you get drained for 3 points of damage.
All right.
JT, you get drained for 2 points. And then you see Adnama, there's a big hole where her arm was. And you begin to see a bone protrude as it starts growing and forming. You see Hayes withers a little bit as well, as does Eddie. And it works its way all the way around to Claudia again. And Claudia, this time you see the Florida man lets out a yell. And it seems like he's struggling to complete this task. And suddenly you feel a greater energy draw. It's almost like you're aging in real time. Like you see your hands wrinkle up a little bit and dry as he hits you for 9 points of damage. And with that, he draws that energy and then suddenly gives out. The sun goes out and he collapses. And then you see this light within his chest, almost like he's hoarding the energy, holding it like it's too heavy for him to carry. And he releases a burst out into the cooler. And in incredible speed, almost in real time, you see limbs begin to reform, wounds close, skin blush. And then Adnama rises fully formed. And then as the Florida man gives the last of his energy, she falls down to the ground, not moving. And then, what does Adnama say?
Bro. Bro, like my head is like pounding, bro. Like, can someone please like...
Oh my goodness, my gracious.
Ibuprofen, hello, anybody?
Oh my goodness gracious, it worked.
No, like, take your time.
Oh my god, that Nama, you're back.
Is her ass back in place or is that still missing?
Ass is back and better than ever.
Wow, this is crazy. Wow.
Does she know that she was dead?
You are very aware that you died. You even came back as a ghost and told David
that's
off.
That's right, you're right. No, I told Cletus off.
Oh, there you go.
Just want to make sure that's clear. David's cool.
Thanks.
Bro, and she's going to look at Cletus and be like, bro. And she's going to look at Steve too and be like, bro.
Bro.
Like, are you kidding? Like, are you for real? Like, you really did that. Like, you really did that. Like, my mom is probably pissed as hell. Like, do you know? Do you know what you did?
No, she's not that mad.
Cletus' eyes start watering, but his smile's getting brighter and wider and wider.
Yeah, you better cry, pussy.
Cletus walks up to Adnema and gives her a hug.
Whoa.
And then a tear comes down his face.
Okay, bro. Like, you're getting, like, my shirt wet. Like, calm. Like, it's not that deep. Like, what?
David runs over as well and enters the hug.
Claudia honestly did not think this would work. She'll slowly make her way over to where Cletus and David and Adam are all hugging or being hugged. And she's going to push Cletus out of the way, and she's gonna push David out of the way, and she's gonna grab Adnema by the shoulders and slap her across the face. Ah! Oh my, oh shit. Mom, I'm so, no! I cannot believe you found a cosa on a Craigslist. Why would you go? Mom, I'm sorry, bro. Like, I didn't even think about, like, I was just trying to get my hour. Mom, I'm, like, trying to go to college. I do not care if you're trying to go to college. I do not care if you're trying to do the most amazing thing in the world. I raised you to be a little bit smarter. But you come and you with these grown men who are just, I don't even know. I mean, now
and
I
crocodile.
Know. And
crocodile.
I'm
not a grown man.
Yes, of course. And the JT, you weren't there, went with her. So I do not blame you for it. You are, bro, like, who's JT?
Oh, by the way, I'm a crocodile.
This gator is, like, still hissing at me, so, like,
hey,
I don't...
what did I just say? Crocodile.
Stop hissing at me, gator baby. Like, I don't... You are still so weird. Like, you're so weird. Are you JT? And she'll point at JT.
Yeah, I'm JT. Or Crypto JT. Maybe you saw me on YouTube.
Oh, you know what? Like, maybe. Your face is kind of familiar. Not gonna lie. Like, no lie.
Wow.
Also, like, was this my replacement, Cletus? Like, for real? Like, that was quick. Like, wow. Like, real... Like, wow. Thank you.
Your mom was your replacement, technically.
Whoa, what? No way. My mom's not that cool.
You can't hear me.
Oh, I mean, what? I mean, just period. What period? Period what? What period?
Eddie takes off his communicator and slaps it on Adnema just for the time being and, like, sits down in the corner being, like, after being brought back to life today and then now seeing this, he just sits in the corner to be like, what the hell's going on?
Well, hi, like, hi.
Yeah, hi. Welcome back. Good to meet you, Eddie.
Oh, okay, hi. Anyway, like, what do you mean that my mom was, like, with you? Like, what do you... How did you even find out? Like, how did you even know? Do you really think that I did not put a chip in your phone? Bro, you put a chip in my phone? That is not the point. And they look around and they see, like, all of you are just staring. Okay, this is not the reunion I plan to have with my daughter. We need a moment. Can everyone please?
Oh, yes, of course. Everyone, let's give them some privacy. Would you prefer to be outside underneath the beautiful sky? Do you want to go inside? I hear there's hot chocolate in there.
There is.
Oh, it's been a while since I've had some, like, hot chocolate. So if I could have...
Guinevere very carefully trembles her way out with a tray of hot cocoa on her back, shaking, and says, "Hello, everyone. I've brought the Swiss Miss."
Oh.
You better not drop that.
Mom, like, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't... Like, you're right. I didn't think about it. I kind of just did it because, like, I needed the hours. Like, I needed the hours. Like, I needed... I wanted to graduate from school, so I needed the hours, so I did it. Like, I did it. Like, it's not... Like, it's not a big deal. Shh. Adnema, por favor. I'm more mad that you died than I am that you went with these people. I know that sounds stupid, but I did stupid things too when I was your age, and I cannot... You did it for the better of your education, and I did not even... You know, But don't do something like that again. Like, why don't you... I know. Please don't hit me. I'm sorry. I know that I was not the best mother. We did not always see eye to eye, but I did not think that, you know, I did not think that you would go and die. Cool, so, like, it just took me dying for you to realize that we had a shit relationship. Okay, that's, like, really, you know, that is not what I mean. That is really, there is so much more going on that I cannot even just, that something as little as a mother-daughter relationship, that it seems stupid to even think that I could be upset with you right now, because there is a bigger thing going on, and I am just so happy to have you back, okay? But from here on out, you are never using Craigslist. No Craigslist, no eBay, no, none of those things. Okay, yeah, like, for sure, like, whatever, like, I get it, okay? I mean, I know it's, like, weird that I, like, died and, like, came back and everything, but I don't know, in, like, a way, like, maybe this could be, like, us starting, like, kind of fresh or, like, new, you know? Like, you're still my mom, you're not a bad one. Like, I don't know, I would like us to, like, maybe actually, like, try. Okay, we can try again. Do we hug now? I know we don't. I mean, like, we never really, like, hugged before. I mean, well, like, we hugged before, but, like, it was never, like, it's still awkward, you know? Like, how do we just, I'll put my arm, like, here. You can, like, Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yep. Okay, that's a hug. Okay, do you want some hot chocolate? Yeah, I've been like dead. I'm like hungry, bro. Like, I'm like, can I eat? Like, do we have food? Or yes, see, we have food. I'll make you something inside. Okay, cool. Sure.
We cut to Eddie's home. The Daytona Patrol Force, in its incredible expanded state, all gather around now. We have Cletus, Claudia, Adnama, David, JT, Steve, Guinevere, Hayes, Gladys, and Eddie. All hanging out. There are literally not enough beds for everyone, but they are enjoying hot cocoa as Claudia and Adnama discuss their next steps.
I do not know. One, I...
Hey, kid.
Me?
I'm glad you got to see your mother again.
Yeah, bro, me too.
And Claudia, you did it. You're done. You can go back.
Sensei, are you fucking crying? Get it together, man.
It is okay. No, tears are very natural. We, you know, that is the most reassuring thing that I have seen you do, Cletus, because, wow.
Yeah, Steve, let him cry his crocodile tears.
I can't go through that kind of guilt again. And, I mean, you saw how good of a job I did getting you killed. I will not allow you to join Daytona Patrol Force for that reason. I will compensate you with the whatever funds we may scrounge up. But I would not allow Adnam into the Daytona Patrol Force, and I think that would be best.
That is a very responsible decision. I mean, I don't think I would want her to join. Obviously, I mean, she just came back from the dead, so I would hate to potentially even put her in danger again. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I had fun, like, when we did it that first time until, like, you know, the part where, like, I died. So, well, like, I don't know. Like, Mom, like, do we have to go, like, now? Well, no, I actually, thinking about it, I need to fix the bike because I can't really drive it anywhere.
I can give you a hand with that, Senorita. Don't you worry. Senor Eduardo at your disposal.
Thank you.
You know, Claudia, Anama here needs a father.
Okay. No, she does not. She has done fine.
I mean, I've always thought that I was quite the father figure.
Okay, David, I also do not think that you and I am...
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. I meant like we are a respectfully divorced couple and we would share custody.
I see. Bueno, that is literally not going to happen, but I appreciate all of you. This has been a truly weird experience. I never saw this happening in my life ever. Never saw my daughter dying, never saw killing senators, never saw finding out lizard people were a thing, and never saw bringing my daughter back to life. So we will head home, and we had a little talk. We're going to start fresh, start new, but that does not mean that you need to be strangers, okay? Because we will go back to Miami, but you know, if you're ever in the area, you ever need a place to stay, you ever need something fixed, you know, you can always... Well, you don't know where to find us, but I'll leave you an address or something. I mean, you know, you can have a phone number or two. And also, after all of this, I would really like to know how it ends. I'm sure I can watch Getty, but I would like to see... I would like to hear the stories from you, you know?
Gracias, Senora. And Adnama.
Yeah.
You got a second chance now. Please don't waste it.
I don't plan to... So
I'll always remember you, and I pull down my pants, and now you see a mark on my butt cheek.
She's a minor.
You see a mark on my butt cheek where Adnama lost her butt cheek.
Huh?
That's where my force came to bring her back, I guess. I don't know.
Adnama now has Cletus's butt cheek.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. I totally could have gone my entire life without knowing where it came from. Thank you, though. That's like... kind of sweet. I think it's the least you can do, considering. But thank you guys for, like, one, bringing me back. And I mean, you got me killed in the first place, but, like, thank you for bringing me back. And I don't know, for, like, taking care of my mom, I guess. Unless she took care of you. Like, I'm really not sure.
She absolutely took care of us, little lady.
Oh, for real?
She's quite the formidable force.
Thor of the fucking Pepe's Plus over here.
Thor of the Pepe's Plus. That is a good one. I do like that one. That was funny. Bueno, I mean, we'll work on the bike, and it shouldn't take too long, but once we finish that, I guess we can head home, or, you know, make home somewhere else. We can kind of do whatever we want.
And Eddie puts a hand on Cletus's shoulder and says, I think we all got some second chances today. And then Hayes runs over and says, hey, Grumpy Pants, your pants don't look so grumpy anymore. Now you're just pants.
Now I am just pants. Thank you, Hayes.
You're welcome, Pants. And Haynes runs away again.
Make a move, Eddie. Make a move.
Well, you don't have to leave right now. You're welcome to stay as long as you like, but...
Oh, what do I know? We need to fix the bike, so...
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll take care of that, but, ever need an escort or anything like that, just, call, Eddie, and he pulls out a little business card and he says, I have literally never given anyone my number before. I make the calls, but you can call me. And he hands you a little card.
I usually call him.
Well, Cletus, you were there when I got my phone number, so you don't count. I didn't give you my number. You just kind of, you were there. We shared it for a while. Partylands, you remember Partylands?
If you do not give people your number, why do you have business cards?
Well, in case anyone worth doing business with ever came along.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I might take this into consideration. And same for you if you're ever in the area, you know, we, you know, hey.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Uncle Eddie, you're in.
Eddie's gonna awkwardly lean in. It looks like he's gonna whisper something in your ear. And then he goes, and tries to put a kiss on your cheek, but just kind of misses. Like, he just slams his cheek against yours and goes,
Oh, Eddie, come on.
Okay. JT's gonna go to Adnama. He's gonna be like, look, I know you've been through a lot of weird shit with these people. So have I. And it's only been like a week. But, if you ever wanna, I don't know, talk about it or hang out sometime. I mean, like, I have this RV. If you want to add me on social media, and he just, like, gives her his phone.
Bro, for sure. Like, I'll do that right now.
Everybody's shooting their shot with
that. Apparently, like, no, but, like, it's fine. Like, this is, like, you know, I'm like, oh, JT, for sure. Like, I already follow you on, like, you, like, I've subscribed to you on, like, YouTube and stuff. So, like, I'll totally follow you, like, everywhere else. But, like, you have to follow me back, because, like, that's, like...
I'll follow you right now. We can make videos. We can make TikToks.
Hey, no stalking.
Who's stalking? Like, who is stalking? Like, what are you talking about?
He said he was going to follow you.
Not... It's a term, like, online. Like, it's a thing.
JT, like... Wow, I cannot believe you have been with these people for this long.
Yeah, me either, to be honest with you.
Damn, y'all should have brought me to life sooner. Like, this poor kid.
JT, are you at Nama's age?
Yeah.
So as you can see, I don't have a good record with keeping children on the team. Feel free if you don't want to do this anymore. I ain't kicking you out, of course. We love you, but you got your whole life ahead of you. This is all I do. I'm going to do this till I die. Probably real soon.
Shit, yeah, it could have been today.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this has been a wild ride. I came here to find Florida Man, and we did find Florida Man.
Yeah,
that's you, FM.
He nuzzles his head against your leg.
And, like, pat Florida Man's head. But, we started something here. Somebody's got to record it when we finish it, right? I guess I'm staying.
Oh, well, do we have a sticker? A Daytona Patrol Force sticker?
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, hold on.
Yeah, he'll put him on, get him, inaugurate him.
All right, yeah.
And he digs through his cabinets and he goes, okay, JT, here you go. And he hands you a little Daytona Patrol Force sticker.
Thanks, guys.
You are now no longer a junior member of the Daytona Patrol Force. You've been promoted to a recurring cast.
Wow. I'm sorry, that's just really funny.
Feels good to be here.
All right. We say we get some sangrias before y'all ship out in the morning.
Oh, yes. Okay, let's get to work.
And we see the Daytona Patrol Force relax and enjoy some sangrias in Eddie's bunker before Claudia and Adnama head their separate ways.
And as they ride off, David will just softly sing, but if you see them, please pass on this plea. Don't be a stranger. Tell them that.
Oye, chicos, pero like, what just happened, bro? Yo, what's good? Clearly, like, I'm back, and maybe not better than ever, but I sure as hell am back, so deal with that, I guess. I just wanted to come in here and give a quick little shout out to the people that made my reincarnation totally, like, possible. And that is gonna be people known as our founding parents. Let's go ahead and give it up for Adriana Alarcón, Juan Zoria, Will Williams, Ann Baird, Giovanni Zoria, Andrea Jimenez Neste, Claudia Acosta. Oh, I like your name, Claudia. That's my mom's name. Wow. Marcier, Jerry Benetatos, Katrina Scott, Carolina Riverol, Alejandro Alarcón, Alexia Wild, Giovanni Neste, Daniel, Utse, and Sonovia Ash. Amazing people. You're all beautiful, I think, and like super cool. Like, I don't even know what to tell you. Like, never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that not only would I die, but then be brought back. Like, that's just like, I don't know, that's like totally like, that's crazy. Like, that's wild to me. Okay, I hope you like keep listening and see what the hell is gonna happen on this show, because like, bro, like I've been dead for a while now, so like I have no idea what's gonna go down. Okay, thanks so much. Adnama out, bro.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello, Maria Kennedy from Hero Trackers here to tell you about a special report we've been working on at Hero Track Media. With the help of my producer, Shayna, we're going to reveal the life story of a mysterious hero that, as far as we can tell, has never been covered by a media outlet before. Subscribe to this podcast feed to learn more about this hero and the strange circumstances surrounding their life and career, and how they might be connected to your favorite heroes. Coming soon from Hero Track Media, Vigil.
Vigil, Season 1, an audio fiction superhero thriller in 10 parts from All In Productions, featuring Haley Sanfilippo as Maria Kennedy and Adam Kudishat as Vigil. Subscribe or follow to make sure you're the first to know about Vigil.